Sexuality and the Church. It's sponsored by New Beginnings Ministries and the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. It's intended to allay the fear of homosexuals that some Christians feel and to counter hate against gays. That's according to Barrett Horn. He's the Atlantic Division Director for the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Mr. Horn also says the seminar is aimed at helping those gays who, quote, wish to be freed. It's the element of freeing gays from homosexuality that has raised howls of protest from the gay community. Mr. Horn is the originator of the seminar. Why do you want to hold this seminar, Mr. Horn?
Well, the primary reason for it comes from a recognition that the gay community and homosexuals, people who have homosexual orientation, have gotten a bum rap, to put it mildly, from the Christian community historically and in general, and have been there's been homophobia, which has resulted in people segregating them, treating them as second-class citizens, and generally sort of relegating them into a second class of human beings, denying them of human rights and all sorts of things. And so the primary motivation came to educate the Christian community that homosexuality and people with a homosexual orientation deserve the same respect and dignity and treatment as any other human being, and are not to be relegated into a special category of people who are evil or somehow worse off than people who are heterosexual.
How does a seminar of this sort achieve that particular end?
Well, I think by looking generally at what a Christian view of humanity is and how we're to treat people, how Jesus treated people, by examining the fact that homosexuality is not considered in the scriptures as something worse than other kinds of struggles and issues that people might face in their lives, just generally coming to terms with the fact, for example, that homosexuals, the vast majority of them, don't choose to be homosexuals, and so they shouldn't be held guilty and accountable for something that they, an orientation which they really had no choice about, and shouldn't be blamed for that.
This seminar has raised a good deal of controversy and a good deal of very strong reaction from members of the gay community. They claim that something like this engenders or fosters hatred against people in the gay community. How do you react to that allegation?
Well, I guess my main response is one of surprise and sadness. I understand how the gays might feel, because they have experienced all kinds of hatred and bigotry from the Christian community historically, and you know, the church needs to repent of that. However, they didn't. I think that there's been kind of a reaction looking at the brochure and jumping to conclusions. Nobody from the gay community has contacted any of the organizers or approached us or asked us what we were doing, or you know, represented themselves as asking us anyway from the gay community. So they've jumped to some conclusions about who we are and what we're like, I think, just from you know, their past experience, perhaps.
Yeah, it's my understanding, though, that the problem that gay people have with this seminar is that you state that what you want to do is free those people who want to be freed from homosexuality, and I guess the question is, how do you know that they want to be, quote, to use your term, freed from?
Well, we don't make that presumption, and there are many homosexuals who don't, and that's their business. We're not out to tell them that they should think differently. But if a homosexual comes to us in the church and says, I don't like being a homosexual, I wish I wasn't a homosexual, the question is, and this is really the issue, I suppose, of the ideological dispute, is there hope for them? Can they, in fact, achieve what they desire, what they have expressed as their desire? And the contention of many people, and certainly the organizers, and in fact, one of the seminar people is a woman who was a lesbian and was involved in the gay community and is now a heterosexual, would say that she would describe her own conversion to heterosexuality, if you like, as a release and a freedom, and some homosexuals want that. Those are the people that we're addressing, not the people who don't. We're not trying to pronounce judgment. The seminar is addressed to the Christian community and those who are interested. It's for pastors, Christian workers, and concerned Christians. And The other thing, you know, I'm interested in this whole issue of bigotry and hate-mongering. These words have been tossed around, and I think it's unfortunate. In one of the newspapers today, there was the claim that of the intention that people want to disrupt the seminar. And, you know, I would be outraged if I heard of a group of religious people, for example, disrupting a seminar of the gay community, expressing their point of view, and I would fight for their right to do that and affirm them in that. And it's interesting to me that we're being ones who for whom the question is being raised about bigotry and hate mongering, and it's our conference is the one that's being threatened to be disrupted.
Don't you see though where gay people might think that this is fostering hatred against them if you say that homosexuality is a sin? The connection then goes that therefore those who practice homosexuality are sinners. Sinners are bad. Therefore, they're people to be scorned and hated.
Yes.
Isn't it reasonable to make that kind of a connection?
Well, no. I would say that there's nobody who's a worse sinner than anybody else, and I would say that the orientation of homosexuality is not a sin. They didn't choose to be oriented as homosexuals, and I would say that it's wrong for them to think that being oriented as a homosexual is a sin. It's not. And the Christian community needs to understand that, too.
And that's the intent of this seminar.
I hope so.
Mr. Horn, thank you for joining us very much today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mr. Barrett Horn is one of the organizers of a seminar that's aimed at helping people who want to stop being gay. Maureen Shabib is a member of an organization in Nova Scotia called Gay and Lesbian Rights. She denounces the idea of saving people from homosexuality. Maureen Shabib, why does the theme of this seminar upset you in particular?
Well, it upsets me in particular and many others in the gay and lesbian community because of the notion that gay and lesbian people can indeed be saved from our sexuality, from our sexual orientation. I think the theme in and of itself is what's upsetting people, and the idea that a conference is being held on that in 1990 in Halifax.
What do you say to Mr. Horn, though, when he says that his intention for holding this thing is to foster some kind of understanding amongst the Christian community, which has at times been prejudiced against gay people? Do you think there's any merit in that or any validity in that statement?
Well, with all due respect to Mr. Horn, I think he's backpedaling a little bit here. I think what's apparent from the brochure or the pamphlet about the conference and what he just said a few minutes ago on this program are really two different things. He has said in his own words moments ago that sexual orientation is not a sin. However, the thrust from what I can see of the conference is to assist people in the ministry, to assist people to be saved from their sexuality, from their homosexuality in particular, not their heterosexuality. And I really feel he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth, and I feel that perhaps it's come to their attention that they're in the wrong, that they've made a mistake with this conference, and they're backpedaling now.
Can you tell us, though, why it is gay people see this as a seminar that's going to engender hostility or hatred toward gays?
Well, there's already a fair amount of misunderstanding about homosexuality and sexuality in general in society. And this sort of conference, which talks about sexuality on the one hand as something that one is a given, yet on the other hand that one can be healed from, saved from, that is a sin. I mean, he said that homosexuals are not sinners any more than any other sinners are, but nevertheless, the implicit an important part of that statement is that homosexuals are nevertheless sinners. And in terms of the work we're doing around the human rights issue in Nova Scotia, we're looking for and trying to engender a spirit of tolerance and acceptance. I don't think you can do that, or this kind of a conference hinders our work in that area, in that it talks about sexuality as something you can, in fact, even though you're born with it, somehow you can be healed from it, of it, you can put it to one side, you can find your way from having been cursed in that respect.
Well, what do you think people might do with that, though, if you accept the premise that homosexuality is a sin? People who practice homosexuality are sinners. They are therefore somehow bad. The same kind of chain I've made with Mr. Horn earlier. What are you worried about the consequences of that being for someone in the gay community?
We're worried about an increase in discrimination against gay and lesbian people. Clearly, an increase in the kind of violence that gay and lesbian people experience simply because of our sexuality. I mean, to put it bluntly, that's what we're concerned about.
Is it an issue here that religious organizations would hold a seminar like this? What is the dimension of religion here in this whole argument, as far as you're concerned?
Well, from my perspective, a religious organization or religious organizations should be doing quite the contrary than to hold a conference that talks about homosexuality in terms of being healed from. The Christian community should, if it wants to do something constructive in terms of the situation of gay and lesbian people, should be holding conferences that encourage people to join our struggle for human rights, that join our struggle to be understood. There isn't a gay or lesbian person participating as a panelist in this thing, other than the woman who claims to have been released from her homosexuality. The theme of it seems to be, or the underlying motive, as Mr. Horn said, was educating the Christian community about homosexuality. This is misinformation. This is going to not educate